జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ విహారీ జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరిప్రాజ గుచ్చార్య ఆ స్తోత్ర సుత శ్రీ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద్ పరమహంస పరిప్రాజ గుచ్చార్య అస్తోత్ర సత్య శిశుమ శివాంగ్రేష్ శిల భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి ప్రభు పాద్ కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ ప్రేమ్ శ్రీ కోహో శ్రీ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాధర శివ శ్రీ గౌర భక్తవేంద జయ శ్రీ శ్రీ రధ కృష్ణ గోప గోపీనాథ్ శ్యమ కుంద రధ కుంద గిరి గోవర్ధాంకి వృందావన్ ధామ్ కి శ్రీ నవద్వీప్ ధామ్ కి శ్రీ మయపూర్ ధామ్ కి జగన్నాథపురి ధామ్ కి ఇస్కోన్ న్యూ ద్వారకా కి గంగమయీ యమునమయీ కి తులసీదేవి మహారాణి కి సమవేత భక్తవృంద కి ట్రాన్సెండెంటల్ బుక్ డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కి ప్రసాదం డిస్ట్రిబ్యూషన్ కి హరినామ సంకీర్తన యాగ్య కి All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Sri and Guru and Gauranga. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Today we're reading from the Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 3. Text, third canto, chapter 20, text number 6. Tanakirtaya Bhadramte. కీర్తన్ యోధర కర్మణ రసజ్ఞ కోతు త్రిప్యేత రసజ్ఞ కోను త్రిప్యేత హరి లీలామృతం పిబం తనకీర్తయ భద్రంతే కీర్తన్యోదర కర్మణః రసజ్ఞ కోను త్రిప్యేత హరి లీలామృతం పిబన్. అనకీర్తయ భద్రంతే కీర్తన్యోదర కర్మణః రసజ్ఞ కోను త్రిప్యేత हरि लीलामृत युगम न कीर्तय भद्रन्ते कीर्तन्योदर कर्मणाम् सस्यान्या को नु तृप्येत हरि लीलामृत युगम न कीर्तय भद्रन्ते कीर्तन्योदर कर्मणः हरि लीलामृतं पिबन् तन कीर्तय भद्रन्ते कीर्तन्योदर कर्मणः रसान्यको नु तृप्येत हरिलीलामृतं पिबन् वैष्णवीस तन कीर्तय भद्रन्ते कीर्तन्योदर कर्मणः रसान्यको नु तृप्येत हरिलीलामृतं पिबन् तन कीर्तय भद्रन्ते कीर्तन्योदर कर्मणः रसान्यको नु तृप्येत हरिलीलामृतं पिबन् तन कीर्तय भद्रन्ते कीर्तन्योदर कर्मणः रसान्यको नु तृप्येत हरिलीलामृतं पिबन् था दो स्टॉक ना टुअस कीर्ताया नरेट भद्रन्ते May all good come unto you. Kirtanya should be chanted. Udara, liberal. Karmana, activities. Rasagya, adibodhi who can appreciate mellow tastes. Kaha, who? Nu, indeed. Tripieta, will feel satisfied. Harilila Amritam, the nectar of the pastimes of the Lord. Pivam, drinking. Translation and commentary by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada Ki. O Suta Goswami, all good fortune to you. Please narrate the activities of the Lord, which are all magnanimous and worth glorifying. What sort of devotees can be satiated by hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord? You can repeat, please. O Suta Goswami, all good fortune to you. Please narrate the activities of the Lord, which are all magnanimous and worth glorifying. What sort of devotee can be satiated by hearing the nectarian pastimes of the Lord? Purport. The narrations of the pastimes of the Lord, which are always enacted on the transcendental platform, should be received with all respect by devotees. Those who are actually on the transcendental platform are never satiated by hearing the continuous narrations of the pastimes of the Lord. For example, if any self-reliant soul reads from Bhagavad Gita, he will never feel satiated. The narrations of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam may be read thousands and thousands of times, and still without fail, new aspects of the subject matter will be relished by the devotees. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Gaur Govinda Swami Iti Namine. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Simate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvisesha Sunyavari Paschatyare Satarine. Mukam karoti vachalam pangun langayate giri yat kripata maham bande sri guru dinatharinam vancha kalpataru vyascha kripa sindhu vyavacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. So today we continue the reading of the activities of two great mahatmas, two great devotees, Vidura and Maitreya. So we heard previously that Vidura left the company of his elder brother, Dhritarashtra, and he was very disappointed and upset because Duryodhana was he became very nasty. And as a consequence, he went for traveling. So interesting that he went for pilgrimage and he met Maitreya Rishi. So things that we take from this, you know, previously, I still recall him from before, is that what we can learn from all these many things. Sometimes we also were eager to go to the holy place, which is natural. We want to go Mayapur, Vrindavan, you know, South India, North India, everywhere. But we have to have the right attitude, the right understanding, knowledge. What is the purpose of going to these holy places? Just like Sovas was mentioning before, we have here, this is our Tirtha here, this place. It was created by Srila Prabhupada. So what do we do? So we come to glorify Krishna, we come to serve Krishna. It's Krishna, 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 cooking for Krishna. We, you know, chant to Krishna. We distribute books for Krishna. We make garlands for Krishna. Everything for Krishna. So then, we have a Tirtha here. So when we go to the Holy Dam, what do? If we just go for sightseeing, if we just go for just like to have a great time, which is, you know, sometimes we're conditioned. We have that in the back of our mind. Oh my God, I'm going to go and travel and do this and that. But you might become distracted. And actually, the real purpose is not that. The real purpose is to focus and to meet that person who's going to enliven you, who's going to nourish your spiritual life. And so that's what Vidura did. He went to, and actually, not just Vidura, but many other people before that too. I mean, great personalities like Lord Balaram also did his pilgrimage. He went through, he was also not very happy with his battle of Kurukshetra, and he had some partiality towards Duryodhana. So he said, oh, I'm going to go for pilgrimage. It's a different, little bit different. The Supreme Personality of Godhead doesn't learn, and you can say nothing like us from anyone. But he playing the role, okay, let me go and get, you know, association of the sadhus. And same as Nityananda, he gave a a personal tour to Jiva Goswami. He went to the holy places and showing him all around. And Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Maharaj went to see, and you know, all these parikrams. And our ISKCON society created this for the devotees from all over the world to actually come and see the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya. And we go sometimes for 7 days, you know, to different places and just hearing Krishna Katha the whole day and chanting for miles and miles. And then when the time of prasadam comes, everybody is so happy. And then the exchange is there, Krishna Katha is there, the devotees are so enlivened. You hear the devotee, Prabhu, the one who was giving class, what a nectar. And Lord Chaitanya was right here. And then this and that. And then you pass through the river Ganges. Sometimes you go and swim in the river. So all this is very beneficial. So that's what Vidura, he went to meet. Okay, and then Vidura went to Maitreya Rishi. And what are they doing? They're Machita Madgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparan Katasyanta Chimam Nitya Tushyanticha Ramanticha. So the Krishna says that when my devotees, the thoughts of my pure devotees dwell in me, and their lives are dedicated to me, and they enliven each other by talking about me. So that's what we're supposed to be doing when we're going to holy places. So another aspect also of the Vidura, that he went to all these places to get purified, or the association of like Maitreya, is that what surprised me actually to me is that, taking it back a little bit, one time Yudhishthira Maharaj, or well, maybe after, when Vidura came back, he says, "Oh my Lord," he said, when he was so happy to see Vidura, he said, "What is it? My dear Lord, you are a Tirtha personified." He said, "Why is that?" Because in that verse it says, you carry the Lord within your heart. Wherever you go, you make a Tirtha. And then that brings us back to Srila Prabhupada, the same thing. Wherever he went, he brought, you know, the whole holy dham. And in fact, he said one time in one lecture, I think I heard that, he says, when I go to my temples, when I go to Australia, when I go to New York, he says, I'm not in Australia, I'm not in New York. I am in Vaikuntha. It's like, I am in Vaikuntha. So then I thought, yes, this is really great. So now we as devotees of this Krishna consciousness movement, we have to qualify that. Qualifying, I mean, meaning to say, to honor that from Srila Prabhupada, that really, let's make this place Vaikuntha. I mean, it is Vaikuntha, but by our behavior, by our exchanges, by our way of conducting ourselves, the relations in between each other, and, you know, sometimes in the conditional stage, you know, we might be like trying to compete and put down somebody else, you know, like, I'm doing better than this. He's not doing better. That person might not be doing, I'm doing the best. That kind of thought should be thrown away. Oh, he's very good distributing books. Perfect. Let me learn from that person. Jai Prabhu. Oh, he cooks better than... I can do better than this cook, actually, you know. Oh, I do better garlands than this person. Oh, I'm dressing the deities better than the other people. And then disharmony. And then Vaikuntha mood is not there. So, therefore, these things are very valuable. When we hear this, the Vaikuntha Prabhupada said, I'm in Vaikuntha. Of course, he's the, you know, pure devotee of the Lord. He sees it like that. But we also have to honor his words and act and behave in that way. So when the people come, say, yeah, actually, this place is like the heaven. For the people outside, this is heavens. We say Vaikuntha. But the other people who are not familiar with the word Vaikuntha say, I'm in heaven. So that's the one thing. Now, it is mentioned here that one should, in this verse, the narration of the pastimes of the Lord, which are always enacted on transcendental platform, should be received with all respect by devotees on a Yes. Why? Well, there's one verse in the Messian. Nigamakal pataror galitam falan mukan. Nigamakal pataror galitam falan. Sukan mukan amritan samyutan. Pibote bhagavatan rasamalayan. Muhuraho bubi rasika babukaha. In this verse, it is described that this very literature, this knowledge, this very literature is the ripened fruit. Is the ripened fruit of all the very literatures, and it's been very tasteful now because Sukadeva Goswami already relished this. So, previous to these verses, before there's other ones that speak very highly, like Dharma Projita Kaipavatra Paramo Nirmatsaranam Satam Vedyam Bastavan Atoptrayum Mulanam, that all these religious ritualistic things from some very literatures, who are, you know, talking about fruited activities and many other things, is like, it's not the highest. So then this, remembering all this, and with this other verse, they are in a superior position. So we do honor them, we respect them, we receive them with understanding of submissiveness, submission, with submissive hearing. We give respect to that. Just like when you want to learn about a spiritual life, what do? You approach a bona fide spiritual master. Tad vidhi pranipatena pariprasnena sevaya. Upadeshyanti te jnanam yanastatva darshinaha. You're going to prasna, inquire, you do seva with humility, and then the tatvavid, the one who knows, then he's going to instruct you, he's willing to instruct you. So everything with respect. If you go in a challenge mood, you cannot. So for everything, even for asking questions, like in the Srimad Bhagavatam, we usually raise our hand, we ask questions. It should be the mood of learning, respect, honoring the speaker. And then if you have a doubt, you put your doubt, your question, but with respect, because you're honoring the Bhagavatam, you're honoring the speaker, and the audience too doesn't get disturbed. Everybody's relishing babukaha. Bubi babukaha, O expert, thoughtful man, is relish the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ripened tree of the Vedic literatures, the cream. So because this verse and the previous ones, what is that? O namo bhagavate vasudevaya, janmadiyasya yatambayarit. All these verses, you know, are given like the highest knowledge. So obviously you want to give so much respect and receive them with honor. And also the book Bhagavad and the devotee Bhagavad, both Bhagavads. So then you can learn. What else is there? And those who are actually in the transcendental platform are never satiated by hearing the continuous narration of the pastimes of the Lord. For example, if any self-realized soul reads from Bhagavad Gita, he will never feel satisfied, satiated. The narrations of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam may be read thousands and thousands of times, and still without fail, new aspects of the subject matter will be relished by the devotee. Yeah, that is totally in agreement with that. We've seen that Srila Prabhupada, when he was reading the Krishna book, I heard in Prabhupada memories that sometimes when all the devotees in Janmashtami, they were fasting, and Prabhupada in the beginning, his first followers, you know, Prabhupada's reading, and the devotees are thinking, well, at what time is going to be the prasadam time? You know, they're waiting that midnight comes, or, you know, and Prabhupada just reading and hearing, reading, and somebody's reading, and okay, what time? They're almost falling, most of the devotees are falling asleep, but he's relishing, he's just like more and more and more and more, because that's the nature of the transcendental knowledge. But we are not at that level yet, but hopefully someday we can get to that point in which you just don't get tired of reading. And the eagerness of the devotee, like we chant Hare Krishna, we might not be, you know, like that level that like Haridas Thakur, that he can chant and chant and chant and chant for hours, in 24 hours or something, never get tired. But there are examples of devotees who are eager and relishing. They want more and more and more. And Srila Sanatan Goswami, actually, he mentions in one verse, he says, Tunde tandavinin ratim vitanute tunda vali lardaye karna krodha kadam vyagadethayate karna budevyaspihad cheta prangana sangini vijayate sarvendriyana kritir nojane janito kijadvir krishneti varna dvayir. These two syllables, Krishna, these two words, Krishna, brings so much pleasure. He says, when the holy name enters in my mouth, I want many, many mouths. And when the holy name enters in my ear holes, I want millions and millions of ears. And when that holy name enters in the courtyard of my heart and start dancing, and the mind becomes captured and the senses become inert, it's like, wow, you know, like he wants more and more and more. So that's, I mean, you know, it's a really high level there, but we should try for at least finish our 16 rounds. And then if you got more taste, maybe you want to change. Why 16, 30, or 40? And like that. So I don't have the realization yet, please. I'm just mentioning those devotees, they're eager for more and more. And just like in the conversation of also another topic, a little bit different, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he came as a devotee and he's showing us how eager he is for Krishna Katha. And one time he met Ramananda Roy and he says, tell me, what is the goal of life? Can you quote one verse? And he started quoting verses. What is that verse? Varnas Rama Charavata Chatur Varnan Maya Sistan Guna Karma Vibhagasa. He's dealing with the qualities and you know, the devotees who are in that level, like Kshatriya, Vaishya, Brahmana. And Lord Chaitanya said, that's external. That's it. Can you give me a little bit more? And then he said, well, what is it? He's thinking, what is that verse? I said, no, the other one says, the one that he says, whatever you do, whatever you eat, yad karosi yadasanasi yad yuskosi tapasi yad. And he said, no, can you give me more? That's, just give me more. Come on, go ahead. You can do better than that. So Ramananda Roy started quoting, he goes with Brahmabhutta prasannatmana sochatina kanchati sarmasabhesubhutte sumadvaktin lavate paran. You know, when you are self-realized, when you don't have any hankering and lamentation, then you can enter into devotional service. Go ahead, there's more. Jnani prayasa madupasya namantaye vajivantisan mukaritam bhavadiya. He said, yeah, that's, but go ahead, there's more. And he's bringing me from one level to another level to another level, higher and higher. And eventually they come to the point about the different rasas, about the dasya, vatsalya, and then madhurya, all the way to madhurya. And Lord Chaitanya is asking for more. And at one, you know, this is too long, but at one point is that he's eager, Lord Chaitanya, to you know, receive more, because he's thirsty, you know, and he's like showing us, like the devotee, if you the more you know about Krishna, the more eager you want to know more and more, more pleasure you get, then more satisfaction. So then At one point when they start talking about Radharani, that's like, it's too much. At one point later on, he cannot even, you know, Ramananda will say, who are you? He's like, you're asking me to speak about this. You know everything. You're just putting words in my mouth. Because he's going so deep in a very intimate topic. So that's one side of being eager, and also for us to show us that there are different levels. Krishna's Rasa Raj, the king of all rasas, so he's bringing us to, in whichever rasa or relationship you have with him, he can reciprocate with you. Jaya tamans prapadyante tamstataiva vayami aham. That he can relate to you in every rasa. But you want to stay in this level? No, you can come a little bit higher. You can come more higher, but you have to be eager. You have to be, you know, with that mood of willing to learn more and more and more. Let me see what else is there. Yeah, as far as pastimes of the Lord, there is one famous Vaishnavi Mataji, Srimati Kunti Devi. Srimati Kunti Devi, the mother of the Pandavas and the aunt of Lord Krishna, she has a beautiful prayer. She says, Simbanti Gayanti Grinanti Avishnasa Smaranti Nandanti Tavehitanjana Taeva Pasyanti Achirena Yatta. Yeah. Baba paraho paramam padambujam. So she's saying, oh Krishna, he said, your pastimes, instead of hearing and chanting and repeating them, should be continuously be repeated and hearing. Always should be hearing. And also remembering, and those persons who engage in this mood and they derive pleasure, not just when they're speaking or when they're telling, but hearing other ones. He says, those persons, what happened as a result of all this? The repetition of birth and death will stop. So that's, you know, we want that. We want to, you know, get that realization of Krishna consciousness by the lotus mouth of the devotees, and maybe we can also get something. And there's one also beautiful prayer, but I think it's in the 10th canto, in regards to Krishna's pastimes. Tava vikriditam. No. Tava vikriditam Krishna. Parama mangalan. And he said, Karna Piyusha Asbadhyaya, Tyayantyanas Priham Janaha. He says, oh my Lord Krishna, your pastimes are supremely auspicious. He said, supremely auspicious. They are an intoxicated nectar. It's an intoxicating beverage for the ears and heart. He says, persons who got the taste or relish this, he says, they give up easily any other minor desires. So it's something to consider, that if we actually get involved in these beautiful pastimes of Lord Krishna by reading them, by hearing them, by chanting, by repeating, then we will feel really satisfied. So, just to finish this, I would like to, if you, with your permission, because nothing can be done without the mercy of the six Goswamis. And I just, two strophes of this. Krishna Kirtana Gana Nartana Paro Prema Mritambo Nidhi धीरा धीरा जन प्रिय प्रिय करो निर्मत्सरो पूजितो श्री चैतन्य कृपा वरो भुवि भुवो भरावहन्तरको वन्दे रूप सनातन रघुजगो श्रीजीव गोपालको. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunadatta Goswami, Sri Raghunadas Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Vatta Goswami, who are always engaged in chanting the holy name of Krishna and dancing. They are just like the ocean of love of God, and they are popular both with the gentle and with the ruffians, because they are not envious of anyone. Whatever they do, they are all pleasing to everyone, and they are fully blessed by Lord Chaitanya. Thus they are engaged in missionary activities meant to deliver all the conditioned souls in the material universe. Just one more, and so there are so many, but one more. Nana shastra vichara naika nipuno sadharma sanstapako lokanam hitakarino tribhuvane manyo saranja karo radha krishna padara vinda bhajana nandena mataliko Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujago Sri Jiva Gopalako Vande Rupa Sanatana Raghujago Sri Jiva Gopalako. I offer my respectful obeisances unto the six Goswamis, namely Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatana Goswami, Sri Raghunadatta Goswami, Sri Raghunadas Goswami, Sri Jiva Goswami, and Sri Gopal Vatta Goswami, who are very expert in scrutinizing and studying all the revealed scriptures with the aim of establishing eternal religious principles for the benefit of all human beings. Thus they are honored all over the three worlds, and they are worth taking shelter of because they are absorbed in the mood of the gopis and are engaged in the transcendental loving service of Radha and Krishna. Sri Goswami Subrindavan ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gaura Premanande Hari Hari Bo. Thank you very much, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.